Hello. Hello, hi. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time to do the survey?
I am real busy today. Maybe you can call another time.
It's not that long. It's a very short survey, and your opinion means a lot for the success of this research. You mind?
Okay.
I'll go as quickly as possible. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. Okay, let's see. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I ain't going to vote.
You're going to? Definitely going to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else? In the 2020.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? I have white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
Hispanic,
thank you. And just to make sure that we're representing every age, may I have your age, please? How old are you?
65.
55, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know.
I mean, are you for liberal ideas or progressive, like you want to see the change in the country?
Progressive.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction of the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? How you feel?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10, what would you give me? What do you think? Is that important or no, according to you?
It's important.
Okay, one number. 5, somewhat important, 10, most important, or a number between 0 and 10?
I put an 8.
Okay, thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment, 0 to 10?
That's 10.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border security, 0 to 10.
Aggressive?
Addressing, you know.
Yeah, put it in an 8.
Okay, thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10. To make it more affordable, lowering the cost.
Out of 10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education, 0 to 10.
That's about... I don't understand the question.
Okay, improving the education system between kindergarten through 12th grade. Do you think that's important, somewhat important, not important at all?
It's important.
Number 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
There's about 3, man.
I'm sorry?
That's about 3.
A 3? Number 3?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10. Do you think that's important, it's not important, or somewhat important? To ban the tobacco products for adults.
I don't use that thing.
So to you, it's not that important then to you? Not important.
Nah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
You disapprove of somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA. What number would you give me on that? The Food and Drug Administration or FDA. 0 to 100.
They don't work. They don't use it. They don't do anything about it.
Okay. So what number would you give me?
Maybe 0. 2.
Okay.
0.
Maybe. Okay. Thank you. How about Democrats in Congress? What number would you give me on Democrats in Congress? 0 to 100.
They don't do anything too. 0.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump, 0 to 100. What number would you give me?
I don't know. There's just about 3, man.
Okay, about 3. Okay. And the tobacco industry, what number would you give me about the tobacco industry?
Tobacco industry, they're still about
a 2. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. How about Joe Biden, the president? What number would you give me?
For a president, right now, I don't hear that what he's doing all that thing.
Okay, so what number would you give me? How you feel? From 0 to 100.
It's not right or wrong answer,
okay? So don't feel like, you know, you have to give me a correct answer. Mm-hmm. There is none. Whatever you feel, it's how you feel. We're just interested in your opinion, how you feel personally.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focusing on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. How important is that for the FDA, do you think? A 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important.
You know, that is important, but they don't do anything.
I know, but just how you feel. I know what you're saying, but, you know, maybe this will help them to do something, you know. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're doing this service. So when
okay,
feel,
if
you,
I
you
give
know,
you the high number, they're going to do something.
It's 10. The 10 is the highest number, the most important. 0 is not important at all, and 5
okay,
is somewhat important.
Give it 10.
Okay, thank you. And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. Do you consider that to be not important at all, somewhat important, most important of a thing that the FDA should be focusing on, that they should be doing?
FDA has been focusing on that one.
Okay. So what number would you give me?
I give 10.
Okay, thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults. What number would you give me? Do you think that they should be focusing on the FDA? A 0 to 10.
Yes, for adult.
For adults, yeah, yeah. They want to ban the different tobacco products for adults. Yes, for everybody.
For me, they don't have to do nothing because, well,
okay.
this. I don't know. Give me a 10.
Okay. Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use, 0 to 10. You think that's important?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. And authorizing prescription medication, 0 to 10. You think that's important or not important at all or somewhat important? authorized and prescription medication?
It's not much important. You don't think five.
Okay, thank you. Okay, move that along. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support that or do you oppose that? It's a ban. They want to ban that. Do you support it or do you oppose that? To anyone on, over the age of 21, do you support somewhat or strongly?
Okay, I am confused in that one.
I'm going to explain it to you. Okay. It says it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. You know that, right? That's good, right? But now they want to go one step further. They want to ban, the federal government wants to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. They want to ban it, like prohibition, you know, like when the alcohol was prohibited. That's what they want to do with cigarettes and cigars. So do you support or do you oppose that?
No, I oppose that.
Okay, somewhat or strongly oppose?
I'm strong.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that? It's almost the same question, but this time it's about they're saying the sale of cigarettes, if they contain nicotine, they should be banned. But if they don't contain no nicotine, then you can have them. That's what they're trying to say by the federal government.
That's no matter what it is. I'm not support.
Okay. Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed? Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat opposed?
They're supposed to not sell it for them. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right. I know that, but it's already like that. We don't sell cigarettes to anyone under 21. But what they want to do, they want to ban it. They want to ban it. Now, that's different. The federal government wants to say, no, you cannot use this at all, even if you are over 21, to adults. Do you support the ban or do you oppose that ban?
I abandoned.
Support or oppose?
Yeah, I not support.
No, strongly oppose or somewhat?
Someone.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? How do you feel about that? Do you think that banning these products is going to bring more benefit or it's going to be more harm to the community? What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I can put that if you don't know. I can put that down as
the
answer.
Yeah, put it, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are there issues more important right now? What do you think? Are there issues more important right now? Or should that be a top priority, the cigarette ban?
Maybe a top priority.
But do you think that's all the issues more important right now? Or should that be a top priority, the banning of the cigarettes? Or the issues are more important?
Yeah, it's a top priority because it's, I don't know, a lot of people are sick in that one.
So it should be a top priority?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about this ban. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement 8. Some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. That's statement 8. That's what they're saying. Statement B, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives. And what people choose to do is their own business. It is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Now, which chairman do you agree with more, Chairman A or Chairman B?
Well, you know, this is supposed to be more stronger than they don't use it.
Okay. So do you agree with that? Do you agree with the first statement that some people say the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit? The danger of smoking and secondhand smoke poses too great of a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. They're talking about
banning. That's B, right?
That's A.
This is B.
That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives. And what people choose to do in their own is their own business. You know, if you're an adult, it's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. So that's statement B. Which one do you agree with more?
B.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach to focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The next one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. So when it comes to tobacco use, which of you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, harm reduction, or the prohibition?
The prohibition, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Provision.
Okay. Now I'd like to reach you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. I'm going to reach you a statement that it could happen if they say that it banned it, this could happen. That's what they're saying. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
I'm concerned with that one.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The creation of a black market, because if you ban it, you're going to create a black market. That's what's going to happen. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
That could be happening. Huh?
Uh-huh. Sure, if it's banned.
I'm concerned about that.
Yeah. Very concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
I'm concerned in that one.
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Someone.
Thank you. We are 60%. We're almost done. Please hang in there. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. The FDA knows the dangers in cigarettes and cigars come from things like smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavors, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and does not kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. Do you agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? Hello? Hello? Oh, man. Come on. Damn.